Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
The Quilted Bananas program plays every Sunday, 10 to 11am, with news, views and music.
A collective of presenters, advertisers, community events and discusses news of interest to lesbians, queer women and non-binary folk.
We have interviews about past and future sports and cultural events, politics, films, art shows.
The program is sponsored through the generosity of the Rural Foundation.
And it plays every Sunday from 10 to 11am on Wellington Access Radio, 106.1 FM.
Atamaria koutou, tai au manawea, and welcome to the Raw Fish Show under the Quilted Bananas radio program with Stay at Kuta and Lani the Magnificent. It's 10 o'clock right now, and the weather, apparently it's 15 degrees, Kuta, but it feels like it's 9, and it's a bit cloudy out there. The sun's still out, but later on during late afternoon, it's going to be like 16 degrees. The cloud's going to disappear, but it's going to be full-on gales, which I believe.
He tino pūhoro kei te haramai. There's a big storm coming, and it's not
it's coming.
It's a real storm.
A real storm. It's not Lani the Magnificent. No. I haven't seen you for 2 months. I was unable to come and do the show last month, but do you know this is actually my third week in a row
in
the studio?
I know, good on you.
Despite, because I know Tiffany Wayne covered for me.
Yeah.
Last week I popped in on actually Tiffany Wayne's actual show, and then the week before that we didn't have a host, so I did like a pop-up episode of the Raw Fish Show with Debbie Stevens. How have you been? What have you been up to these last 2 months?
I've been pretty good. I've just been, you know, I've been working, which I'm glad I got a job, but, you know, just keeping warm, my friend, because, you know, this weather's been,
up and down. Well, look at what I'm dressed in, light shorts, light t-shirt, light jacket.
Have you got like an inner water bottle?
I dressed up warm last night, I remember, because on Thursday night when I had work, I dressed lightly and I regretted it. But I hate, you know, having to take off layers and then shoving everything into my bag. It's annoying. But what else have you been up to? So you've just been working?
Yeah, I've been visiting my family.
You went up north?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have to tell you this because I didn't tell you before, but I, you know, the Wahine Divers Group, hey?
Yeah.
That's online.
Yeah, yeah. Are you in the group too?
Yeah, well, I follow
the
group.
I didn't even know.
Yeah. And anyway, they had a raffle, and I went on the wait list for the raffle, like the night before they drew it.
What kind of raffle?
It was a raffle to go diving with them.
Did you go diving?
I won the raffle.
That's amazing.
And I know. And we went out to Eastbourne. They took us on a boat. They gave us some good gears.
Can we talk about this later in a break? This is amazing. Yeah. I'm so excited. Oh, my God. So
that's what I've been up to.
Oh, I can't believe it. So you've been keeping this secret from me.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about Kuta's Wahine Divers Group trip. I can't believe this. Later on, I'm so excited. I've got so many questions. But, you know, we've got Pānui later. We're playing O Waia Te Māori as we come to a close. Te Wiki o Te Reo, celebrating 50 years of Te Wiki o Te Reo. And we'll be talking about that later, and a couple of other events that converge with the 50 years celebration. Mm. And why, so if you go back 50 years, we're talking about the early 70s. Mm. Why was that a prominent time in Aotearoa New Zealand's history? Also coming to a close is Mahuru Māori, which is like an extension of Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, but it's like a month. And I'm going to explain about that a little in the next break, because I've been trying to sort out what is the difference between that and Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. So we've got some music from Pere, but right now we've got Kellen James, local Takatāpui artist based out in the hut with Pākehā. You're listening to The Raw Fish Show under the Quilted Bananas radio program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM.
Pa 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 kia pa manaki tia mai ra enga iwi o te motu ho atu te aroha kata kata mene mene mai ha. Aha kua te ngā kauru He mamai poto he oranga roa Ko te ao hae huri huri nei Me he purere hua e ami o ana He rahau kawata He rahau kia tau he wairua He mihi tēnei ki ngā kaimahi
to Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 101.6 FM.
We're always
Tuned in to The Royal Fish Show under the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. And that was the fabulous, fabulous Pere, another Takatāpui artist with the song Ingo Ingo, Ingo Ingo, which I learned that it means desire, high on desire.
Yeah.
How rude. But do you know in Samoan, Ingo Ingo, it actually means dislike?
Oh, really?
Like, oh. Or like, oh, how shameful. It has a few meanings, sort of like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I when I first heard the song, I was like, oh, what does this mean in Māori? Because in Samoan, it doesn't mean, it's got a negative connotation.
High on dislike.
Yeah. I think Pet is fabulous. And the video for that was made in Tolaga Bay on that big wharf.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? It's pretty crispy. Shay Sterling, I think, produced the video. He does really like vivid colours, very flash, chic kind of music videos. And he's a video director and also a music manager.
Well, the album cover's pretty vivid, or like it's more pastel, really. Pastel, but very noticeable.
Yeah, it kind of stands out. Because I think they're all wearing white in there. But I think Petty's got one of the best voices in Aotearoa New Zealand alongside Stan Walker. Pere started that super group Mai Moa. Have you heard of them? They're all the young singers in there.
Yeah.
Amazing. They've put out some really excellent tracks. So we're going to be talking about, so we just finished celebrating Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. So it's a week of the Māori language. And this year was the 50th anniversary since its inception. And I was talking to Kura when we were like waiting to get on after the because it's the Cookie Island faith-based show before us. And I was saying, well, isn't it interesting because the exhibition that's currently at my work, here, Kura Toi Tangata, is celebrating 50 years of the Waitangi Tribunal.
Mm.
And it's also the 50th year of the Māori land march.
That's right.
The hikoi that started it all. And they've got the film by director Jeff Stevens. If you want to see it, Ngā Taonga has it on their website for you to watch free. And lots of articles, interviews with Jeff Stevens, lots of audio interviews, recordings of Dame Fina Cooper. It's amazing, such an amazing treasure trove of knowledge and information. But I'm definitely going to watch that because I thought I'd missed it when I saw an event page on Facebook, but I obviously didn't read all the information and saw that it's actually on the website. So we were talking, why were those things happening 50 years ago? So we're talking looking at the early 70s. And so that's like 230 years after the signing of Te Tiriti. Younger Māori are frustrated. And it seems like younger educated Māori, like uni students, are frustrated.
Yeah, so like there was the petition in 1972 to revitalise the reo. So there'd been some research done about, you know, how the reo was being lost. So, and that was by Ngā Tamatoa and all the different other like universities as well. And that was 30,000 people signing that petition.
That's amazing, eh?
Yeah, and so when that was, and then after that, you know, like,
they started a movement, basically.
I don't know that they started, but all these things kind of happen in synchronicity. So, people are like probably...
people were like... ugh.
Thinking about other things, like you say, like the land.
230 years, so it's all brewing at the same time, all connected. So that was Māori students, Ngā Tamatoa, activists, academics?
I'm not... Well, yeah.
Yeah, because
they were just... I wouldn't say they were all active. They were just people, you know. I mean, you see... Judge Williams on Justice Williams on Marae on the Facebook, he's been doing some little kōrero about how things go. So if you just Google Marae, and you'll see, you know, his thoughts about what, you know, what was happening around that process.
Is that Justice Williams from Aotearoa Maranga Ake Ai?
Justice Williams.
Yeah, we had him for our opening program for He Kura Toi Tangata, because he's on the Waitangi Tribunal Board, if people don't know, and he is hilarious. He, out of everybody there, he was the least intimidating, just so funny, and also just told us some, he's a really great storyteller, some really profound stories. One of my favourite things that he talked about for the opening panel discussion was, he said, like, you know, this is us, we're just forming Waitangi Tribunal, we're listening to one of our very first cases, and there's this old kaumātua koro, and he goes, it's all in Māori, and not everyone in the tribunal understands, is fluent in te reo Māori, let alone understands. And the koro opens up with, in the beginning there was like eel or something like that, and then they were like,
yeah, back in time,
yeah,
eh?
Like, that's, so he started like when in the dark, this is his story was starting like from the very, very beginning before creation, and they were like, oh no, like, and they had no choice, they're like, yeah, but we had to, they were,
exactly,
this was the platform for them to offload the mamai, to, you know, tell their stories of what happened, how they became dispossessed from their own whenua. And but yeah, he said that'll be like this, like with their heads looked down going, oh no, like this is gonna take weeks or months. But you know,
but you know, that recording would be treasure now.
Definitely. You know, I had, you know, because it's work. I've been so busy, but I just finished an artist response series called Tahitanga with some amazing artists in this country. I feel very privileged to be working alongside them. But it forced me, I had to take photos of, because it represents every year of the tribunal from 1975 to 2025. And they, whole group of them chose, okay, which photo best represents, you know, what is poignant, what do you think people would take away with them? So for me, taking the photo and then taking of the image and then the information next to it, it was really eye-opening. So at some point I'm going to have to sit down. Like, my own learning or titiriti is still, you know, it's always going to be ongoing, but I feel like for me personally, the more I learn and know, the more comfortable I feel, and the more it's like, it explains how things are. Some things, you know, you might not be able to reconcile, but I just think it gives me a better understanding and a better grasp of our history and our people here, which is great. But so they were talked about the Māori Land March. So you had Ngā Tamatoa, they presented to Wiki Te Reo. And then 3 years later, you have this land march that starts right from the top of the North Island, Pānganu. And this little old lady has been asked by younger Māori people, can you please help support us? Can you please lead the walk?
Very iconic, wasn't it? Very iconic sort of description of her leading all these people, like the starting of that big journey.
Yeah, yeah. And then how many people ended up? Do you remember the numbers? It was tens of thousands, eh?
Yeah, yeah, I think, that's right. And tens of thousands were there.
They walked through right from the top of the North Island right down to the steps of Parliament. But, you know, on the way, like, over Auckland Harbour Bridge, they're stopping at Madai. You know, people were cheering them on where they were going. It was amazing. And that's kind of like how the hikoi that we had recently, did that kind of follow the trail that they
Did. It started in the far north.
Yeah, that was amazing. I was too mangere to actually join it from where I was. People went out to support, but I caught a train into town and joined it from Waitangi Park.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the longest walk from Waitangi Park to Parliament that I'd ever been on.
I volunteered with, one of the local groups. It was great. It was just an awesome event to be part of and to witness. My
legs were sore, but it was well worth it. 100,000 people. So we're, like, talking about that it's 230 years from 1840 to 1970s. I think I felt like I haven't heard any conversations as like to have people actually remembered or thought about, well, why were all these three things like Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, Waitangi Tribunal and the Land March, they all happened like 50 years ago, what was happening in our country in terms, and it's a good thing, like a historical thing.
I think there'll be historical records of what was happening. People would have written about it, like, you know, probably because it's like that the language was part of the, like, different claims. There'd be, like, all of that knowledge around those all three things combined. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I'm wondering if people are having conversations now, it's like...
Absolutely.
Especially like people who don't know our history. I'm like, they would be going, oh, how come all these things were happening back then?
But people will be having conversations now because the climate's changing. Changing from the government around the use of te reo.
Oh, God.
Around like Māori wardens. So, you know, some Māori and being impacted in many different ways. And like the whole country, like Māori and non-Māori,
we are having those conversations.
Conversations.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. So yes, that's really good then. I love how everyone, I don't know, it felt really different this year. Maybe it's just me, but there seemed to be like everyone's got something invested in it. It's more cherished because of the current attacks from this current government.
I think it's the impact on people, say...
It's quite emotional.
You know, I mean, I was watching a clip on Marae again on the Facebook with Scotty Morrison and some academics around te reo and talking about the impact of taking Māori word out of the school library book, but not replacing that with maybe a Māori book. So, you know, when you're at school, it's... You know, you want to see yourself in the school, and if you're not seeing yourself in the fact that, you know, there's a book there about you or your whānau, or, and that's not just Māori, that's all like
Pacific. That's everybody.
Yeah, exactly, that's everyone. How do you relate to that school?
I just feel like that's such a backwards thing to do. I can't believe she's the education minister.
Yes, you're right,
if you find that confusing, then we have to remove all the Māori names for birds that we have in our country.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very silly.
Or you put the Māori word on the top of the passport.
It's just stupid. What a waste of money.
Yeah.
But we're going to play, as you can see, we're playing Māori Waiata today. We've got Valkyrie and Pere guest vocals on this too. With Valkyrie, we're an Auckland-based band, but I think now they're based in America. And this is a song called Mina Mina. And you're listening to The Royal Fish Show on the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM.
Mina
Show under the Quarter Bananas program. You're listening to Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. And that was a great track by Valkyrie featuring Pede with Minna Minna.
That was a groovy song.
It is, eh? I love that breakdown with the guitar. If I remember correctly, because you were saying, oh, I love the Spanishy flavor, Latino flavor. I think the actual video does have her dressed like a Spanish flamenco dancer. So check that out. It's probably on YouTube. So we're going to be talking about this diving trip that you won on a raffle, and we're trying to look for the Wahine Divers group on Facebook. Is it Wahine Toa, maybe?
So it's Te Whanganui Atara.
You've got it?
Oh, I haven't yet. I just had to move around with the...
Well, Kuda looks for it on Facebook, so you can tell your people if you want to join. We're quite obsessed with Kai Moana.
But we're quite obsessed with Kai.
With food, if you've, you know, listened, regular listener of our monthly show. And and we like to think that we're quite rubbish at diving, but we still give it a go, which is better, that, you know, than most people are like, oh, no. You know, we've given it a go quite a few times. And for the most part, I think we've been successful for...
Gosh, yeah. I remember one time we went up, maybe out about like 7 o'clock, we got some mussels, and then we went and had a spa. Perfect day.
Yeah, that was awesome. And I think the last time I went with my friend Gayatri, we got some power, massive mussels, you know, I was happy with that. Like, I love those. I never used to like horse mussels. Now I don't mind them. Don't mind them at all. But when did you go on this trip? You won this raffle trip.
I think it must have been about 3 weeks ago. So the group's called Whanganui Atara Wellington Wahine Hunters. And they just had a raffle, and I happened to see it, and I managed to score the last one.
Found them.
Then I managed to win a ticket. So, you know, they've got funding for gear. So, you know, they let you know when there's like a beginner's dive. And they have volunteers who are very skilled in diving, Wahine diving. And they take you out and, you know, give you the lowdown on what to do, and, you know, and what not to do. And I think...
So you're saying Juanita drives the boat, hey? All the women, this is... So the group is Te Whanganui Atara, as could have stated, Wahine Hunters. It's a private group. You can ask to join. There's almost 2,000 members here. Now, apparently I'm a member. And now I remember, like, since you've been talking about that, I joined this group years ago and never have actually gone on a trip yet with them. So the fact that you've gone on that is amazing. So where do you guys meet? In Eastbourne?
We met in Eastbourne, and then, you know, I had some gears, but I didn't have a wetsuit, so they've got funding now for wetsuits.
So they had a wetsuit for you to use?
Yeah, so that was good, and then we...
How far out did they take you?
Oh, we went up the coast, the Eastbourne coast, probably just before maybe the lighthouse around that area.
Oh, my God, you went all the way around there?
Yeah, on the boat, and then they had their expert, you know, this... skilled divers there who were able to help and guide us, you know, getting like kinners, prolific with kinners out there, and some powers as well. So they were very helpful.
You were saying it was like 5 metres deep water.
Well, you go further out, you have to do like 5 metres, probably like the depths there and stuff. So, yeah.
Oh, so, but they go close to the shore as well for the beginners.
Well, for us being beginners, yeah.
But there was still stuff you could get.
Yeah, still stuff you could get.
Did you get kina?
Yeah, kina. And because it's so prevalent. Oh, gosh, it was this. It was huge kina, but it was so sweet.
Wow.
Sweetest kina. And then, you know, and some palmers as well.
You so, got palmer as well?
Yeah, well, like with their help. Is exactly.
What about coda?
Yeah, with their help. So, yeah.
So they, that's in the deeper water?
Yeah, that's in a bit deeper water.
So it's you know, very safe?
Yeah, I was just doing like I was when I was a kid when we had to go out diving. I was just holding the bag.
Oh, that's, hey, there's nothing wrong
was,
with
I
that.
I was contributing.
Yeah, you're part of the team still.
Yeah, so, but, you know, but they... Yeah, they were. Oh, it was just an awesome trip. Just appreciate the fact, you know, that the time they gave to, you know, there are at least five of us and probably like, you know, eight of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What was your favourite part about it?
I think it was just meeting the group, being part of that group for the first time. And, yep. You know, I mean, you know, Juanita had her brother and her whanau there to support as well. And
yeah, so Juanita's the group leader. She's kind of the
She's
one
probably
that,
like the organiser, yeah, really.
Got it all together.
Yeah.
And I think she was on reality TV not so long ago.
Oh, yeah, she was. She was on one of those shows.
The Bachelor or something, which I found interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, so it was mostly like meeting them and just seeing how, you know, how they organise a trip and how safe it was and...
Yep.
Yeah.
So, because safety's really key, eh?
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, giving up their time to...
Because it's all voluntary, yeah.
It's voluntary, pretty much,
but it's about empowering women because I guess back in the day we used to gather food.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's going to be sort of lost, not lost, but this is so cool because they're teaching and empowering other people.
Yeah, totally.
Other women to do it. That is so
next
cool.
time they have a beginners, we should just go.
Oh, yeah, I'm rocking up now. Yeah. Do you have to wear a wetsuit?
I'm not quite sure whether it's, I suppose it depends on how far you go out, really.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a guy who's he's Tuihui and he's based out in the hut. His tag's out there, Tuku.
Yeah.
He's got heaps of followers now. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah. Is he the one who says people get grumpy with him because he tells them where he goes?
Nah, that's another guy.
Oh, okay, then.
Nah, this guy, he'll go in a shorts, no wetsuit, trainers, old sneakers, and just a diving mask, no, not even a knife, and he just uses...
yeah,
hence
yeah.
to shove it off. Like yeah. the guy is a pro.
Yeah, exactly.
But like oh yeah, he laughed. He cracks me up, and like he goes, I don't care, and he'll just eat the stuff then and there, and all his little moko. They all love kina and seafood as well. So yeah, he's hardcore, and he goes anywhere. He goes around Eastbourne. He's even gone diving close to where all the boats are. Not quite see you, but just, and I'm like, oh my God, and got a, like, crap loads of kina there.
Yeah.
Like, the guy's amazing, and he's gone around Red Rocks, and then I've seen him in a wetsuit go out with his friends on a boat, but for the most part, he doesn't, he just goes in a pair of shorts.
There'd be lots of people like that who just, you know, just go out with,
it's like he was born from the ocean.
Yeah. He's born from the ocean.
and then I've seen him going pig hunting.
Yeah.
He's awesome. But yeah, he wasn't. One thing he wasn't happy about was having to get a permit to get kai for tangi and whānau and that. He was like, "Oh, I just don't see why we should have to."
Yeah.
And I can kind of see his point. But
I suppose one of the things though is that you have people who raid places and sell it to fish and chip shop.
Unfortunately,
Those
people get caught all the time, but the amounts.
Yeah, crazy, eh?
I'm astounded. I am absolutely astounded at the amounts that fisheries people catch. Illegal poaching, was it? They call it poaching?
Yeah, remember that time we went to Moore Point?
Oh, yeah, and they got snapped.
And you got to see those big guys, you know, you got two guys getting snapped with the big bangs.
Me, you and Jamie went.
Yeah, yeah, next minute I went back to get my flippers and I hear them saying, oh, we might have to take your car. So that's a scary thing.
And they'd obviously take it because you're only allowed to take, it's five power
it's five
per person.
Power, yeah, per
and
person.
It has to be a certain size.
So, yep.
You can't get small ones, like, or under this legal limit. And kinna you can get like 50 per person.
Yeah,
same thing with mussels.
Exactly.
But kinna's a bit of a it's a bit of a pest.
That's right.
Because it's got the ability if the ecosystem like in the like or the fish and all that, if that is out of whack, what happens is that the kinna will eat all the bull kelp in that, which we need to have healthy forests in the sea. And then it's just like, they call them kinna barrens, where there's no life. It's all just desert under the sea and trillions of kinna everywhere.
They have a clean-up, didn't you? You've been part of that clean-up.
No, that was you.
No, I volunteered, but they said they had too many people.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Well, there's this... I missed out on the documentary. We hosted a woman, Nicole Miller.
That's right.
Who's fundraising to pay for that because she wants to dive around the entire coast of Wellington. And she's, it's called Seaweed, a Love Story. I will, she's all around the place in Wellington, so I will catch it.
Mm.
So she's just, it's a documentary where she's been going under to see what the state is, how healthy it is. Because I think she believes that we can turn it around.
Yeah.
But she's so enthusiastic, very passionate about what she's doing. But she said if we don't do something, and she likes to work with locals, so I think because it was here at Paikākariki last night, showing at St. Peter's Memorial Hall, she was there to give a talk, show the film. They had VR, virtual reality glasses, like where you can see, like you're underneath the sea, and they had locals talking about the state of the water out, you know, by Kapiti Island and what they can do. Because I think the biggest thing, like even with poaching, there isn't enough resources. They've got, they don't have enough people out there to monitor everything. So you think about the few people that they do catch, there's actually far more people getting away with it.
Well, that's even better fisheries as well. Like,
Why are you
up there? See the lights.
Why aren't we using resources to protect it? I don't know. I don't have the answers. You don't have the answers.
No. Not today.
Not today.
Probably not tomorrow either.
So we're going to have a little break here. And this next song is called Picky Picky. And it, this was a special album that came out about this really tragic event in history up north. I'm not going to talk about that, but Geneva AM, Hawkins, Mara TK, Samara Alofa, and Dewi McLay, wrong song. Stop, stop, please. It's the song before that. Picky Picky, you got it set up. All goods. So, yeah, we've got about five Māori artists on this song, and I'll find out about the album. I'm sure I talked about it on a previous show. You're listening to The Royal Fish Show under the Quartered Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM.
Oh,
Matter Show under the Quota Bananas program on 106.1 FM Access Radio.
To the Raw Fish Show under the Quartz Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM with State Kuta and Lani the Magnificent. And that was Kōrero Māori from Marlon Williams. I love the arrangement and production of that tune. That whole album is amazing. I haven't seen the documentary yet on how he talks about in the making of that album. Before that, we had Piki Piki from Geneva AM Hawkins, Mara TK, Samara Alofa, and Rewe McClay. So Geneva AM is a Māori EDM artist, and they've just put out an album which was featured here on Access Radio on Friday. I'm not quite sure what show, but they I didn't have a chance to listen. I just saw that on the internet. Also, before we get into our pānui, I just wanted to give a birthday shout-out, thanks, Kuta, for the reminder, to one of our hosts, Ange Federico. Ange Fed, happy, happy birthday, my friend.
Happy birthday, Ange.
Yeah, hope you're having an awesome day, and I'm sorry I can't be there, but I will be taking you out on a lunch or dinner shout when I am not busy. Earlier on in the show, we we actually opened up with a track by Callan James, original track, Takatāpoi, local artist, local boy from the hut with Pākehā. So Callan is currently a contestant on The Voice Australia. He got a four-chair turn when he auditioned and he sung Lizzo. What's the song again? I get my feeling... Good as hell. That's it. Four-chair turn.
Very cool.
Not too bad, eh? Not too shabby.
You shared that on your Facebook, eh? You shared that clip.
Yes, I did. And I remember my boss going nuts over it because I shared it in the Teams thing. But Callan is about to... His battle is about to be screening. And he's been teasing us with pics. I think he's singing Beyonce Crazy in Love. And I'm not sure... Because he ended up in Sporty Spice's team. His mentor. And I'm not sure who he's battling in that team, but I'm looking forward to seeing it. I think it might be coming up this week. I will check it. Check it out on YouTube, the Voice Australia YouTube page. You can see all the auditions there if you haven't, and the battles that have already started. So what pānui have I got? Oh, there's this new zombie film, queer zombie film. It's coming out in America in October. I don't know when it's going to be released, get a wider release around the world. More importantly, in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and it's called Queens of the Dead.
Mm.
Now, synopsis, drag queens and club kids battle zombies craving brains during a zombie outbreak at their drag show in Brooklyn, putting personal conflicts aside to utilise their distinct abilities against the undead threat. It looks bloody hilarious, the trailer. I'm so excited. The director is Tina Romero, and for those people who are really big, huge fans of horror fiction, she's the daughter of George Romero, who's legendary horror director. My friend Arnie absolutely loves George Romero, and the cast is amazing. Katie O'Brien is in it, so she's been in lots of things. I think I recently saw her in the last installment of the Mission Impossible series, Tom Cruise. She's in The Final Reckoning. But she's also played a baddie in one of the Star Wars serials. I can't remember which one. I've also seen her in a Marvel movie. Again, I can't remember which one. She's been in a movie with Kristen Stewart, and I think they played they were queer characters. Margaret Cho, isn't it? It's an American comedian.
Haven't seen her for a while.
Yeah, very well known. Dominique Jackson from Pose, isn't it? And she's going to have some brilliant one-liners, I reckon. Nina West from RuPaul's Drag Race, isn't it, as well? And Cheyenne Jackson, I know him mostly from American Horror Story. What else? So that, I'm really excited. I will keep people updated on when I will find out when it's going to be showing here, even if it's illegally. Wellington Pride Festival. Yes, it's not till March next year, but it's time to get your applications sorted. If you've got an event that you want to be part of the Wellington Festival program, you need to get on their website and look up the information on what kind of stuff you need. I think very soon you're going to have Stephen Sue and another member of the board who are in charge of they're coordinating the events. I think they'll be meeting people in person at certain places around the city to discuss that. Also, if you want a stall, I think that goes in October, you need to apply if you want to have a store and is it out in the city. And please, people, provide your ongoing support in any way that you can or you feel comfortable with to the festival organisers in their court battle with that turf group, the lava folks. I'm not going to say anything more there because my last show I ranted a little bit about that. Also, the Kupu Māori Writers Festival is next month in Rotorua, and it features Ramon Te Wake, who's like, oh man, what can't Ramon do? Ramon's got a new short film coming out. Apparently she's working on two full-length features. One is a full-length feature on Georgina Bayer, from what I saw. I was just quickly reading this stuff, and another full-length feature documentary. And Ngahuia Te Awa Kotuku is also a guest speaker. Just hit up, right, Google Māori Writers Festival Kupu, Google it, and you'll hit the website. There's also a meeting with the Manalangi team addressing discrimination in healthcare for Pacific Rainbow. How can we make a more affirming experience for Pacific Rainbow in your communities? Now, the date for that hui is Saturday, the 27th of September. The time is 10:30 a.m. The venue is Te Waka Huia Wellington Museum, 3 Joe Voice Quay, right by the TSB Arena. The workshop facilitators will be Savi Noor and Seal Ta'afili, Dr. Patrick Thompson. And that's our pānui for today. I'm not sure who's on next Sunday, but tune in again. Remember, the Cause of Bananas is a weekly show, but I'll be back next month with Stay at Kura. And our final song going out is Pō Kare Kare Ana. It's a cover version from Geneva AM in Tautoru. and you're listening to the Raw Fish Under the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Any last words? Stay at Kura.
Have a great week.
And have some kaimoana on us. Ka kite.
The program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.